Okay, today is Daf Nun Dalet. We're on Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to go back to where it says, V'Rab Meir ad Rab Meir, V'Rab Meir, V'Rami d'Rab Meir ad Rab Meir b'Doraisa. Rab Meir himself is inconsistent on a Doraisa. D'Tanya, Hanotea b'Shabbos, if somebody plants on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do, it's one of the 39 Malachos, b'Shogeg Yikayim. If you did it by mistake, leave the tree there. B'Mezid Yakor. You did it b'mezid, you have to uproot it. U'bashviyas, but if it's during Shemitah, b'im b'shogig, b'im b'mezid y'akar, divra
b'er. You're working the land.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, b'shviyas, b'shogig, y'kayim. On Shemitah, the exact opposite. On Shemitah, if it's a mistake, you can keep it. B'mezid y'akar. If you did it b'mezid, then you have to uproot it. U'bashabbos, b'shabbos, b'im b'shogig, b'im b'mezid y'akar. And on Shabbos now, it doesn't matter if you did it b'shogeg or b'mezid, right? Now, planting on Shemitah is an Issa d'Oraisa,
right?
And Rav Meir was made a knas here, shogeg or t'mezid, right? Did Rav Meir do that? Yes, right? But Shvius, whether it's b'shogeg or b'mezid, you have to uproot it, right? That contradicts what Rav Meir said earlier, that on Shabbos, we don't make a knas shodu atumizid. Now, Rashi points out, you could ask the same question according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara will. Ul taimech, wait one second, according to this, tikshalach higufa, michti, ha daraisa, fa ha daraisa. They're both daraisa. Shabbos is daraisa, and Shemitah is daraisa. Maishna Shabbos and Maishna Shvius. What's the difference? Ella, Hasam kidiktani taima. Tell you the difference. Amr Meir. Bivnema ani omer b'shabbos b'shogeg yikayim. B'mezid ya'akar. How come on Shabbos if you did it b'shogeg it's okay? And b'mezid you did it on Shabbos, but b'shogeg you did it on Shemitah it's not okay?
No.
Yes.
B'shogeg yikayim.
Right. B'shogeg yikayim. Keep it on Shabbos. What?
It's okay.
B'shabbos. On Shabbos b'shogeg it's okay.
It's okay.
B'mezid not okay. And what about Ubishvius? Baby Shogi, baby Mazid Yakar. Not okay. Why? Bibnei, She Yisrael, Monin, Lishvius. Because the Jewish people count their lives by Shemitah. Okay? Look at Rashi.
And not by Shabbos?
Correct. Not by Shabbos.
You don't count weeks, you count years.
Yisrael, Monin, Lishvius. Look what that means. Yisrael, last Rashi on the page, before you turn the page. Don't turn the page yet. Yisrael, Monin, Shinos, Netio, Sehen, Lishvius. They count their crops, their cycles, their plantings based on Shemitah. Lefisha tzrichin lemanos shenos hanatia laor leula revai. They need to know what year it is. Kishayote me iser arla, when iser arla goes away, umachal in osa berviyat, and the fourth year it's you could redeem it in Israel, in Yerushalayim. Haroe mona hashanim lemafreya. So what you do is you count backwards, right? How many years ago, right? The Yadua Shinata Bishvias, and what happens? People are going to, wait a minute. This guy's Arla is Mutter now? That means he planted on. I don't know you're allowed to plant during Shemitah. Look at that, right? The Asila Mishre Natiya Bishvias. And you know, people are going to think you're allowed to plant on Shemitah. They're going to look at this guy. He's coming out to Yerushalayim like he's a big tzaddik with his Revai. 1 second, his Revai now, this year? One time, let's count backwards. Wait a minute. He planted on Shemitah? Oh, this guy's a chash of a guy. I didn't know you let him do that.
They're not going to know he did a Peshogeg.
What?
They're not going to know he did a Peshogeg.
Exactly. The Ein Mon. Now I turn the page. The Ein Mon L'Shabbosos. But we don't count for Shabbos. What does it matter? Why? Right? What do you mean? They're going to say, oh, he cooked his food on Shabbos. No one's going to know that. No, because no one counts. No cheshmets like that. Davar Acher, another pshat. Nech Shadu Yisrael al Shvius. B'nai Yisrael are choshud on Shvius. V'ein v'lo nech Shadu al Shabbosos. They're not choshud that they cook on Shabbos. But they are choshud that they plant on Shemitah. Right? Now, my Davar Acher, what do I need this Davar Acher for? What's the Davar Acher? My Davar Acher. Hachi Kamar. This is what we mean to say. V'chi tema Shabbos nami zimnan demikla liyom lamed l'shabbos Shabbos. Sometimes we do cheshbon Shabbos. Sometimes we do. How so? De'i nata hu yoma hu he de silka le'shata. V'i lo silka le'shata. We know, by the way, for example, the din of Orla. Orla has to be 3 years. Is it really 3 years? What if you plant a tree in the day after Shavuos? The year ends on Rosh Hashanah, right? The year ends on Rosh Hashanah, El. You plant it in Sivan. Right. So you have Sivan, Tammuz, Av, El. Oh. By the Rosh Hashanah comes, you have a year. That's already that's already counts as the first year. What if you planted it the day before Rosh Hashanah? That doesn't count. Right. Has to be, how much was the cutoff? 30 days. Right. 30 days before. What if the 30th day before was on a Shabbos? It's a guy, what? So then a guy will come to Bez and say, listen, my tree, I want everyone to write it down. I don't want to be any mistakes. My tree is already of year one. Bezin's going to say, really? Let's pull out a calendar. Wait a minute. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah was a Shabbos. You planted on Shabbos?
Right. Why not Shabbos?
Now, that's what the Gemara says. That's how Rashi explains it. That doesn't make any... That's not such an easy shot because it doesn't have to be the 30th day mamish. Could it, no, I didn't plant that. I put that on Friday, the day before Shabbos.
That's right. Here.
What? Exactly. Like it's a little too close to comfort over here. It doesn't have to be like that. By Shemitah, it had to be like that. I come with my fourth year, my third year. It had to be. You planted on Shemitah. It doesn't have to be. But it could be. Right? It could be. What could be? It could be that we do count when Shabbos is. We do care. When? In this in particular case. Oh, Toshma, Davar Acher. Next to the Shal Shviyas, for the next to the Al Shabbos. No. There's a chashash. People plant on Shemitah. That's a fear. Nobody cares. Nobody plants on Arla. Nobody does that. They're going to do violate Shabbos for what are they gaining? No one's going to do that. Shemitah, it's a big Nisayan a whole year. That we're afraid. That's why we have the second reason. Because you want to tell me what? We do care about Shabbos sometimes. But the 30th day could be on a Shabbos. Fine. It's not. Nobody does that. We don't have to worry about that. Now, that explained why Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir is chashud on Shemitah, and even Meshuggah he didn't let, but on Shabbos he let it go. You cook on Shabbos, you plant on Shabbos, he lets it go. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchos Shabbos, that why is it, even if you hold that Meshuggah is a problem, you cook on Shabbos. So Meshuggah, what do you have to do Meshuggah? You're never allowed to eat it? Wait till after Shabbos. And how come over here by Shemitah you have to uproot it? Right? Peshogeg. I have to uproot it. But by Shabbos, I have to peshogeg. Even if you're machmer, I have to uproot it. I don't have to throw it in the garbage. Just what? I have to wait. How come by Shemitah you have to uproot it? Right? So the Bir Halacha, which is the Mishnah Berurah, says in Siman Shin Lamates, because there's no such thing by planting to be, what's a shayach to make you wait? We're going to make you wait years till it actually grows. That makes sense. So therefore, you have to uproot it. When it comes to Shabbos, there's a way to make a knas on you. Okay, you have to wait. So that's why it could be different. Anyway, Tashma. I'm sorry. Yeah, Tashma. Tashma. Davar Acher, next to Yisrael Shviyas, well, next to Al Shabbos. That's why we gave a second reason. Because by Shviyas, it's taka such an issue. By Shabbos, not such an issue. Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha. What about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda? He also contradicted himself. So the Gemara says, no, but Asrei Dov Yehuda, Chamir Lehu Shviyas. Now, where Rabbi Yehuda lived, they took Shviyas very seriously. Therefore, they'd have to make such a chumrah. Right?
So you don't say that people would plant on
Shviyas. Rabbi Yehuda said, B'Shviyas B'Shogeg Yikayim, B'Mezid Yakar. It's okay. Yeah. B'Shabbos, B'Ein B'Shogeg, B'Ein B'Mezid Yakar.
Right?
Okay. There's a guy who once said to his friend, "Dayer by Dayerasa, you Russia, the son of a Russia." I even insulted him. Amalei, well, I know lo achli peri the shvitz kavasech. Well, I don't shvitz the produce like you, right? That was a big insult back then. Why? Because in Rabbi Yehuda's town, they were machshev it. Tashma, achal truma tameya. Okay, this is also a complicated sugi here. You ready for this? Achal truma tameya. If I eat truma tameya that belonged to you.
Who,
are
you a
Kohen? No, I'm not a Kohen. It doesn't matter. The problem is, what's Truma Tameya worth? The answer is nothing.
Nothing.
Achal Truma Tameya, Mishalem Chulin Tahorin. I have to pay back chul and tahorin.
Which is worth something.
Which is worth something. Shilem chulun tamehim mahu. What if I pay back chulun tamehim? The question is, well, why did I pay that back? Amar sumchus mishur meir bishogeg. If I paid it back bishogeg, right? Rashi says, I didn't know it was tamei. I thought it wasn't tamei. Right, but really it was. That was a mistake. Then tashlum of tashlumen. Then I paid you back. But b'mezid ain't tashlumen tashlumen. It's not a payment. I can't do that, amazing. V'chacham omrim, echadzeh v'echadzeh, tashlumen tashlumen. No matter what, it's a good payment. V'chazer u'mashalem chulun tahorin. You have to pay again, Rashi says, mishum knas, v'ein nas in truma. It doesn't become truma, but it's a knas. Okay?
So the guy can keep the tmeim, and he has to pay him again the tahorin.
V'avirinba, and we asked about this, b'mezid, amai ein tashlumen tashlumen. If I did it on Mezid, why doesn't it count? Tava alav bracha. It's a bracha. Da acha mine midi dilo havile dilo chazile b'mei tumaso. Right? One second. One minute. Yeah. I gave something, I ate something that you can't eat. Because truba tamea can never be eaten. Right? So I caused damage on something which didn't hurt the guy at all. And I gave back something he can eat. I ate truma tamea. I paid back chulun tamea. Chulun tamea you're allowed to eat. Just when you're tamea. So why does he have to pay again? I gave it better. I'm a big shot. I ate something that had no value. And I paid back something that does have value. So why do I have to pay again? V'amar Rava, and Rava said, V'amala kadi, and some say, nobody said it, chesuri mechzera, v'hachi katani. No, there's words missing in that brisa. In order for this to make sense. Here we go. Achal truma tameya, if I ate truma tameya, which is worth nothing, truma tameya is worth nothing, right? Mishalem kaldahu, I can pay anything back. Why? Because I damaged you nothing, I pay back nothing. Right? Achal truma tahora. If I ate truma tahora, that's worth something. Mishalem chulun tahora. I pay back chulun tahora. By the way, truma is cheaper than chulun.
Sure,
it has less buyers, right? Right? It's supply and demand, right? Less people, there's less demand, right? Now, again, achal truma tahora, mishalem chulun tahorin. Shilem chulun tamein mahu. Now what? Now the question is: what if I paid chulin to mayin? I ate truma tahora, right? I ate truma tahora. I pay back chulin tahora.
Chulin to mayin.
No, chulin tahora. Achal truma tahora, mashalim chulin tahora. What about shilim chulin to mayin mahu? What about if I paid back chulin to mayin, which the kohen can eat when he's tummy? Right? Okay. He's allowed to eat that. Something wrong with that. He can't eat it when he's tar, right? But his wife by accident touched him, and she was tar. He becomes tummy now. That's not an avira. I mean, it's not a mitzvah, but okay, happens. So now he's got what to eat. I'll save the truma when I'm tar. Now I'll eat this. What's the story with that? Now subchas omar. Well, mishum rabeir. Well, it depends. Bishogeg mishalim tashlum. Bishogeg tashlum and tashlumen. If you did a bishogeg, it's okay. Bemezid ain tashlumen tashlumen. And if you did it b'mezid, it's not good. It's both cases it's good, but v'chazu mashalim chulin tahorin. You have to pay again. V'amar of acha b'reid of ikka hacha. What's going on here?
You have to pay again.
Exactly. So what's going on? Why? Hacha b'kaneis shogig atu mezid ikka b'naihu. They're arguing about the concept of, do we say shogig atu mezid? We understand, but if you did it b'mezid, it's not a good payment.
Right.
What about if you did it b'shogig? I didn't realize. So do we make a knas on you, shogig atu mezid? That's what they're arguing about. There are mayor savar, lo kansu shogig atu mezid, which is why Sumchus, the mayor, said it's okay. V'chachamim omrim kansu. The chacham said, no, we do. Right? And by the way, it's only the Rabbanon. It's all the Rabbanon's here. Paying back, why can't I pay back a damage of $5? I pay back $5. Why am I paying back Torah? It's all Drabanans. And what do you see? What do you see? What you see here, that we are Kodesh Shogig Atumeis according to a mayor, right?
No, he says you're not.
Hmm?
A mayor says you're not.
What? Exactly, the mayor says you're not.
That's
what Tashlum what? Exactly. You're not Kones Shogig Atumeis. But in our Mishnah, he was, right? Where was that Mishnah? That Mishnah was yesterday. Not yesterday. We even did it the day before. Right? No, where was the case where mayor is? The case how could you compare this case of a guy who pays back by mistake the wrong thing, right? And a guy who b'shogeg mixes up your wine. That's what we said, right? We did a b'shogeg. That's the right? And the mayor said that's a problem. What's the difference? Hachihashni, you can't compare. Hasam, over there. But over where? By the case of paying back the truma. Gavra l'shalume kamachavein. The guy wants to do the right thing. He wants to pay back for his damage. He missed me. He thought it was his own. It really was his neighbor's. Okay, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, I'll pay you. Oh, I didn't realize I paid you the wrong thing. But he's trying to do the right thing. Ananekem v'lekanse. So we're going to make a knas on this guy. What are you meddling with his stuff for? What are you mixing his wine? What are you tumbling over there? You're not doing the right thing. You're doing the wrong thing, right? Therefore, over there we're making kinas shogeg atumeisin. On over here we don't. What are you doing? What do you want from this guy, right? Now we're going to bring the same. We're going to bring five questions about the same issue, and all of them have the exact same answer. In the case, every case we're discussing, the guy's trying to do the right thing. And in this case, he did the wrong thing. Here we go. Toshma. Dam shenitma. The dam became tamei. Vizarko. The coin didn't realize and he sprinkled it. So bishogeg hurtza. If he did it bishogeg, that's okay. But bemezid, lo hurtza. He did it bemezid, it's not okay. Right? Now this is daraisa.
Right.
About sprinkling dam on the bishogeg. That's a daraisa. Right? What do we say? Minatorah. The tzitz works. The tzitz is maratza. The tzitz makes it okay. Tzitz doesn't differentiate between shogeg and mezid. Right? And we don't make a gzera shogeg or tumezid. Right? So first of all, Tosfos says, well, who said Rebbeir even said this brisa? It's an anonymous brisa. We have a rule that Rebbeir is an anonymous mishnah, not an anonymous brisa. So Tosfos says, well, there's a mishnah that says the same thing. Okay. Anyway, Amalach Rebbeir, Hachi Ashta. Again, same thing. Hasam over there, by the Dam case, Gavra Lekapure Kamachavin. He was trying to do the right thing to Cohen. He's trying to give this guy a kapara. Sanan, he made a mistake. He didn't realize he got tummy. Sanan, Nekom, Vinakante. We're going to make a knas of this guy. Show you how to maze it. So, Tashma, another case. Hamazer, Bishabes. If someone takes off Meister on Shabbos, Bishogeg Yochal. Shogeg, it's okay, you can eat it. Bemezid lo Yochal. Mezid, you can't eat it. It's the exact same thing. Right? Hachi Hashta. Hachi Hashta, you can't compare. Hasam, over there, by the case of the Meister. Garvel, Tekune, Kamachavin. He's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to take off Meister. He forgot it was Shabbos. He forgot. So we're going to make a knas on this guy. But what am I doing by your... What am I doing tumbling with your wine? Why am I bothered? Why am I by you? What am I doing? What am I doing right? I'm doing wrong over there. Why am I messing up with... Why am I tumbling with your wine? There's no reason for you to be there.
That's right.
But even if it's Bishogi.
Right.
But even if it's Bishogi. What are you mixing wine with a Avodah Zarah wine for? Bishogi. What are you doing? There's no answer for that. Therefore, we'll knas on you. Here, everyone's trying to do the right thing. I forgot it was Shabbos. I forgot.
Doesn't Shogeg mean it doesn't realize it's Avodah Zarah wine?
What?
Doesn't Shogeg mean he doesn't realize it's Avodah Zarah wine?
Yeah, but it's not his wine to start with.
Yeah, the whole thing is not. The whole thing, what are you doing?
The wine's not his.
There's no case where, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Right. Maybe the whole case is...
So that's what the Gemara assumes. There's no answer. What are you doing there? So therefore, we make a knas. Shogeg atumeisin. Over here, all these other cases, the guy's trying to do the right thing. He made a mistake. So how much we knock you down because the guy made a mistake. There's more. Tashma. Same thing. It's all the same cases. Hamat bil kelim b'shabbos. Someone toivels kelim on Shabbos. You're not supposed to do that. So why? Because it's like ticking mana. You're fixing up the kli. So b'shogeg yishtamish b'hem. You did it by mistake. You could use that kli. B'meizid lo yishtamish b'hem. If you didn't, if you'd be amazed, you shouldn't. So hachi ashta, same thing. Hasam garvel dehure, mani kamachavid. He wants to make the klitar. He wants to use the kli for Shabbos. It's a nice, beautiful becher. He wants to use it. And I make a vanilla say. So we're going to make a knas on this guy. And he's trying to do the right thing. He forgot it was Shabbos. All right, the guy forgot. But again, same answer. But by the case of the wine, what are you doing? Someone else's wine. What are you messing with his wine for? So therefore, there's no heter for that. There's no answer. And therefore, make a knas on you. But the answer is no, but I did it for shogig. I didn't realize. Still, there's still no answer. Okay. The Rami der Rav Yehuda, Ad Rav Yehuda, Bid Rabbanan. Rav Yehuda also doesn't make any sense. Also, Stira. Why? The Tanya. Naflu Vinif Tzu. Okay. So, for this, we need to see the Rashi here. The Rashi says like this. It goes a perech, which is some kind of knot, in betalim. It doesn't become batal. Let's say the knot is orla or something. It doesn't become batal. Afilu be'elef. Even if it's one in a thousand. You have 1,000 nuts, and one of these orla nuts falls in, all 1,000 are usher. Right? Why? Bebnei chashivasan, because it's considered chashav. However, niftzu goes, if it cracked open already, shall orla, v'yachakach naflu, then afterwards it fell in, l'tok shall heter, yalu. If it falls into heter, then we can say it's bottle. Then we don't have to throw out all 1,000. Right.
One the fancy one, I can't remember the name of
it. It goes in perech.
Fell into
regular knots. Right. So if it's sealed, you have a problem.
Closed, right?
But if it's open already, then it's okay. What the difference is, I don't know. Anyway, Barashi says, what if naflu tchila v'achakach niftu? What if it fell while in there? It cracked open. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Naflu, if it fell in v'niftu, and then it cracked open. So echad b'shogig v'echad b'mezid. If whether it happened b'shogig or b'mezid, lo yalu, it doesn't become batal. Divrei Reb Meir Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Meir, and the key is Reb Yehuda says this. This is Reb Yehuda. Now, by the way, this is the Rabbanon. Min haTorah, Parshas Mishpatim. This week's Parsha says Achrei Rabbim Lahatos. You go after the majority. The Chachamim made up, well, not by Arla. Only 1 in 1,000, whatever it is. Or even never. Right? Never. Right? Chashuv. Torah never said such a thing. The Rabbanah made up a rule like that. So
we do have cases that Rabbi Huda argues the Chacham would hold on Rabbi Huda.
One second. No, Rabbi Huda himself is inconsistent.
I say that.
So
I'm just saying that as Achrei Rabbim is a general rule. It's not every rule.
What do you mean? The Torah says Achrei Rabbim Lahatos. Other rule where we don't is Durabanan. Shishim. Durabanan made up that rule.
Right.
Well, some say that maybe that's Minotaur also. But 1 in 200, or the fact that it's Choshuv and it's not Batal, that's all Rabbanan rules. Rabbanan made that up. According to the Torah, why should Arla be different than meat and milk?
Right.
Why? So Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, wait a second, Bishogeg, Yalu. If it happened by mistake, it's okay. But Bemezid, lo Yalu. If it did on purpose, it's a problem, right? Now, look at Rashi, the first skinny line of lo Yalu. Afilu be'elef. Even if it fell 1 in 1,000, right? Lo Yalu. Why? Dekanas Rabmeir, Rabbi Yehuda, Shogeg, Atu Mezid. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda make a knas. Shogig atu mezid. That's why they said, Echad b'shogig, Echad mezid, lo yalu. Why lo yalu? Knas, shogig atu mezid. Af agach tahach al yeshu male umavatel egoze perech isuri d'rabbanan ba'almuhu. It's only d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan made up these rules. Afilu shlim, even if it's complete, even if it's whole, forget cracked. Right? The midaraisa, ein chiluk ben chashuv l'she'en achashuv. Min haTorah, there's no difference. Who made up this thing chashuv, right? Dakol batal. Everything is batal. Dichsiv achrei rabim lahatos. You go after the majority. That means 3. 1 in 3 is already a majority. For a banan who gazer. The banan made up all these rules. Right? Now, I'm in the fourth line of the Gemara. V'hahacha, but over here, midoraisa chad betrei batal. In minatorah, 1 in 3 is batal. He says 1 in 2. It really means 1 in 3. Chad betray. 1 plus 2 more. V'rabbanan hu degazer. And the Rabbanan came along and made a gzeira. V'kakanis Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda makes a knas. So the Gemara says, Hasam hainu taima de Rabbi Yehuda. You know why? So now by the way, that apparently contradicts, right? That apparently contradicts what he said before, right? Right? Now, by the case of the Menasech, the wine, Rabbi Yehuda said if you did a Peshogig, it's okay. Right? And how come over here if you do a Peshogig, it's not okay? So the Gemara answers, because, I'll tell you why, Hasam, Hainu Taima, over there, meaning over here by the nuts, you know the reason is? Mishum Da'asi La'arume. You'll come to make a trick. Okay? What do you mean you'll come to make a trick? You'll do it on purpose. But you'll say it was an accident. You'll say it was an accident. So, of course, the question begs itself. So why don't we say the same thing by the wine? Right? Why don't we say the same thing by the wine? You'll say it was an accident. So I come over there, he doesn't make a knas on you. So the answer is, this question was asked by the Rajba, and he answers, no, nothing to do with that. Listen to this. If we make a gzira, that if somebody meddles with wine, b'shogig, and we're going to make a gzira b'shogig otumezid, right? What's going to happen? What if somebody be'emes did a b'shogig? He wasn't trying to trick anybody. B'shogig, he made a mistake. What's going to be? It's aser. Why? Because we're knas b'shogig otumezid. Right? So, what are we doing? What if it's a suffolk? All these cases. What are we doing? We're making someone lose money because of a suffolk. We're making someone lose money. It's all money. That's all money.
You're talking about the case of the wine.
Yeah.
How does that ever come to make a shogig? You're mixing.
I didn't realize it was a avodah zarah. I didn't realize.
You're making the avodah zarah one.
Right. I thought avodah zarah is mutter. I never learned that.
I never learned avodah zarah.
No. Okay. So what's it all about there? It's all about money. That was a case of money. Right? Someone's going to lose money. So for money, right? Am I saying this right? Right? So for someone not to lose money, that we're not going to make a kanas shogig otumezid. But over here, it's the question of iser. And for iser, why not make a rule like that? So that also begs the question, why isn't this also a case of money? So based on that, the Chemda Shlomo, the others give a different reason. You ready for this reason? By the case of the wine, or a matame your stuff, right? A better case, a matame your stuff. I didn't know I was tummy. So why don't we make a knas shogig otumezid, because the guy will lie, right? Why don't we do that? Over here we do that. The answer is because maybe it'll the truth will be found out. Right? Maybe the truth will be found out that what? That he did it on purpose and lied and said it was a mistake. Right? Right? One second. Am I saying this right?
Exactly what the case is. You basically make a haram that it's good.
Right. The difference is that but over here we're afraid of a haram and over there we're not. Because over there, without the harama, it's mutter. Here, without the harama, it's still asr. That's the difference. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right? Over here, without the harama, it's mutter. But over there, without the harama, it's also asr. So no chashash for harama. What's the guy going to lie for? Okay. I'm not sure I understand that, but okay. Anyway, now one more thing before we get to the Mishnah. Varami. Yeah.
Your own nuts. There is someone else's.
Correct. That's what the Rashba said. They were someone else's, so we're not going to make a gzera, because then if we make a gzera, shogig otumezid, maybe you'll come to lie. What if a guy really made a shogig? It was a genuine shogig.
Nobody does by somebody else's stuff.
It was a genuine shogig. It wasn't a lie. It was a genuine shogig. But we're still going to make it awesome. So that's a very strict thing. It's very harsh. We're ruining all the guy's stuff on genuine shogigs. So I don't want to do that. So we didn't make that gzera. But over here, it's your own stuff. So you're going to lose. Make an issue on you. Be more careful next time. That makes sense. That's what the Rajma said. But the other answer was no, because here it's also no matter what. And there it's not also no matter what. So there's no incentive to lie over there. Okay, not 100% sure I get that answer. Anyway, Rami Rav Yossi ad Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi also says stira. Ditnan, netua shel arlo v'shal klaya kerem. If you have a tree of arlo or klaya kerem, shenes arvu b'netio tzacheros, they got mixed up with other trees. Hare ze lo yilaket. So you're not allowed to plant them. You're not allowed to harvest them. V'yim likate, yalu b'echad u'masayim. Then they become bottle 1 and 200. U'bavad shel yitzchavim lilkot. But you can't have kavara to do that. Right? Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Af mischavim lilkot, even if you did it on purpose, yala be'echad u'masayim. It becomes bottle 1 and 200. Right? Now, over here, right? Here he said, even b'di'evad not bottle. And I come over there by the case of the tree, it is bottle. So Rabbi Yossi also contradicts himself. You hear the contradiction?
Yeah.
By the tree, he said it's okay. And over here, he said, so the answer is, Vayitmar Allah, Amr Rava. Wait, hold on a second. A guy, his tree, while it's standing, got mixed up with other trees? That's extremely rare. Who on earth would do that? Who's going to plant one tree in the middle of 1,000 other trees? Right. Oh, which is my other tree? I don't remember. Who would do that? Chazaka. Ain adam oser es kaira b'netia achas. No one's going to do that. No one's going to risk ruining his entire field for one tree. No one's going to do that. V'chein ki yasa rav and amar v'yachana. Chazaka. Ain adam oser es kaira b'netia achas. Nobody would ever do that. Right? Therefore, Rashi says, the last Rashi, ain lecha adam notea ba'arla bein b'shari b'netios. Nobody would ever do that. You're going to plant a new tree in the middle of my other trees? You see, that's a disaster. Right? Ella, simen. You make a simen. V'ozer karmo b'shvil n'tia achas. You're going to make your whole field ozer because it's suffering now. I don't remember where the vineyard is. It's mixed up with everyone else's. V'kimad ol shchicha. That's not very unusual. That would never happen. Lo, achmer ba rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't mention it like that. Aval bin nefilas isra behetar shchicha. Yeah, things fall in. That happens all the time. That's Rabbi Yossi's answer. Okay, next Mishnah. Hakahanim shenaflu b'mikdash mezidin. I'm sorry. Kahanim shepilglu. Shabahan made pigul, b'mikdash, b'mezid, chayavin. If they did it b'mezid, they have to pay. Why don't we make a gzera shogig otu mezid? Right? So then Tosfa says that nobody, no Kohen would ever do a voda. On a mistake, you make me pay? Who needs this? Right? It's only b'mezid. Tana Rabbanan, hayaosa imo b'tahiros. If somebody was busy with tahiros, he's busy with tahiros. Vamar, and he said, Omerlo, Tahira Sha'asi si imcha nitmu. The Tahiras that I was busy with you, I made them tameh. I'm sorry. Hayaosi imo bizvachim. I was busy making karbanos. I was busy, whatever, in the base of Mikdash. Vamar, and he tells him, Zvachim Sha'asi si imcha nispaglu. Your carbon, I had a pigle thought. I'm sorry. Nemon, he's believed. Why is he believed? We'll see in a minute. Aval, Omerlo, Tahira Sha'asi si imcha bayom, ploni. What I did for you last Tuesday. The nitmu that I made tamei, or zvachim shasisim chabiyom ploni, the carbon that I shachted for you last month, that nispaglu, that I had a pigle thought. Ain't no namon, he's not believed. Right? Maishna reisha, maishna seif. What's the difference? If it was now or before, a marbaya because kol shebiado namon. It's only true if it's biado. In other words, I can make a pigle right now. So the fact that I told you now. I have biyada to ruin it still. I just did the shechita, now I'm doing the dam. Oh, by the way, I just made a pigle for you, I'm sorry. He's believed, according to Abaya. Why is he believed? Because he's still doing the shechita sadam. So he can do pigle then. So you might as well believe the guy now. It's biyada to make it roar, to do it. Right? Rava Amar, no. Do you know what the reason is? He rejects this biyada answer. What he says is, kivon da ashkeche velo amar levelo midi. I already bumped into you. And I never told you about this. Now, lebasar hachi ashkechev amale. Now you say it. Wait, why didn't you say it before? We saw each other yesterday. You didn't say a word to me yesterday. Now, oh, by the way, 3 months ago, I did pickle feet. I met you 10 times already. You never said a word to me. Now you say it. Not believed. But in the first case, it's the first time I met you. You believed. By the way, right? Hoda amale lechavre. A guy says to his friend, "Tahiros shasisim chabiyom ploni." The tahiros that I did for you on such and such a day, nitmu I made them tamei. Also lekabed ravami amale. Sure, sadin ain't on emon. It's not believed. Sure, sadin is. He's not believed. Amale fun of Reb Asi, Rebbe ata Omer Kain. You say that. Hachem Reb Yochanan Mishur Reb Yosi. Ma'esa shatara imanto. What can I tell you? The Torah says it's believed. The heichan hemanto. Where is that? Where is he believed? Are we talking about bisna? Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur milchiach. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur will say it's true. Why? The chi amar pigol mehemon. When he says he was mefagel in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's believed. How do we know? Nobody's there, right? No one's there. It must be. We believe him, right?
He doesn't eat these things. How can you?
So what? Doesn't matter. So anyway, Vidilma the Shmeina the Padel. Maybe we heard him talking. He's in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and I can't wait to be mefagel. He's talking like that. The Gemara says, "Well, ilav de mehemden, afakaf de shamir namilo mehemden." Even if he said that, we still wouldn't believe him. The Dilma, 1 second. What does that mean? Right, v'dilma de shman and de pagel. No, ilav de mehemden. If it's not for the fact that we believe him, afakaf de shamani namilo mehemden. Even if we heard him, we wouldn't believe him. Why? Because the Dilma labasi yichachi kamar. Maybe he's not saying it at the right time. We don't go in there. We don't even know where he's up to. So he's talking about Pibble. It could be he's sitting there drinking a not just Yom Kippur. It could be who knows what he's doing. It could be he did it anyway. We don't know where he's up to. So you know why we believe him? Because we believe him, not because we heard him, right? V'dilma dechazine bepishpesh. Well, maybe we saw through the little key people, and somehow what kind of people? I don't know. Maybe we saw through the door. We saw him being mefagel. Kasha, that's a kasha. That's a valid kasha. Now. Hahu, the Asala Kamedra of Ami, there was someone who came in front of Rami, Amale, Sefer Torah, Shekasafti Laploni, Azkaroth Shalo, Loksuvim Lishman. The Sefer Torah that I wrote for you, right? The Hashem's names are not written Lishma, which they have to be. Amar Le, Sefer Torah Biad Mi. Well, where is the Torah? Amale, Biad Lokeach, the buyer already has it. Amale, Nemanat Lahasit Sakharcha. You believe you don't get paid for the Torah. V'yatanem lahafsid sefer Torah, but you're not believed for the Torah. You're not believed to ruin the Torah. Who's that going like? It's a machlokas. Some rishonim say this goes like Rava. They already met each other 100 times. He never said a word. Now you say it. You're not believed. Others say it's like a baya. Well, he asked him, where is the Torah? So he said it's by the lokeach. Meaning, it's not Piyado anymore. Right? It's not Piyado anymore. I asked, where is it? Oh, he has it already. It's not Piyado. So you're not believed. Now, you want to not get a salary? I won't give you a salary. But the Torah is good. You're not believed.
You said the Torah had to be finished being written already, not in the middle of being written.
Exactly. So that's what he said. That's why they were showing. He asked him, where is it? It's still in your office? It's still in your workshop? No, the buyer has it already. Oh, you're not believed. Well, it could be Rava. We met each other 50 times already.
It's not
believed. Huh?
Not even the workshop, that has to be actually be written.
Correct. Well, as long as the writer, the sofer, still has it, they can go home right now and botch everything up.
But you have to write it with.
So that's piyato. I can go back, erase every Hashem's name, and write them again without kavana. Right? So Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiya, Nehi Demasid, Sechar Askaros, Sechar De Sefer Torah, Kula Mi Hifsid. No, you only lose the salary of writing the letters, of writing Hashem's name. But the schar for the rest of the Torah you get. But that really doesn't make any sense because if you write one letter, without one letter of Hashem's name without kavanah, the whole Torah is puzzled.
Right.
So the answer will be in the next two lines. Amalei, ain't sefer Torah, Amalei, where am I up to? Ain't shekal. 1 second, where am I up to here? Ain't shekal sefer Torah, shein hazkarat shelo, ksuvin lishman, ain't shava klum. Right? It's not worth anything. The Gemara asked this question. One Hashem's name is not worth anything. So why can't you take the kulmus and write over the Sefer Torah, write over Hashem's names? That you could do. So Yirmiyah says, fine, you could do that, but you're not going to get paid for you make this guy do it. The buyer now has to go write over every Hashem's name himself. Then it'll be good. Right? So they're not going to pay for that. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah meant. You made the buyer now has to do it himself. So why should he pay you for that? He had to do it himself. You did it without kavana. So for that, the rest of the Torah is good. Right? Now, Kiman, who could that be like? 1 more second. Name of the Lok Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan, Hayresha Yikosev, Hayresha Hayitarach, Lichtov Es Hashem. You want to write Hashem's name. Vinishchavin, Lichtov Yehuda. Then you had kavana to write the word Yehuda, which has an extra dalet in there. Vitab,
right.
But you made a mistake. Velo Hitl Badal. You didn't put in the dalet.
So it
became Hashem's name without kavana. So what do you do? Marvel of kulmos umakacho div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can redo it. V'chacham omrim ein min Hashem en amochor. No, you can't do that. So what do you see? How does this go like Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, you have a takana. You can fix it. You can fix it. The Chum said, you can't even fix it. So this goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, I feel tame Rabbi Yehuda, ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda, ela b'chada azkara. One time you can do it. One time to fix Hashem's name. I've all the coolest here for Torah. Lo, mishun de mechze kim enumar. You can't do it every time. Every it looks spotted. Why? Because the ink is never going to look the same. So therefore, it doesn't look good. One time, once in a blue moon, you have to do that. Fine, you can do it. But every Hashem's name like that, it's like a spotted, looks spotted. It's off color. It's off the same. That's not good. So that okay. That's have a machlokas about that. All right. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Right. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.
Good job.